Whenever I have a conversation with one of my outdoor recreation friends, I can't help but think of Ellie and Carl from Pixar's Up. Adventure is out there, they would always say. In today's episode, we'll get yet another taste of what some of those adventures hold for those who are willing to pursue them. Spoilers, sometimes adventures are less about the places you go and more about the people who journey with you. Let's get started.
Of course, the least we can do is give them a little extra time.
It was just a world that we created down there.
Was it the red fire or the blue?
That's exactly what they said.
More vampires.
So I'm able to listen and talk through what they're doing.
Being on those worship teams really taught me a whole lot.
They're on the other side of the fence.
Excuse me.
Like action movie thing where he had a like program.
So I just needed someone who was gonna be real.
You don't forget about it.
You're listening to Audio Stew, a podcast dedicated to meaningful conversations about our experiences, passions, and ultimately what matters most as we journey through this life together. I'm your host, Kurt Bailey, and this is episode 3 of season 2, The Places We Go. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Audio Stew. Thank you for joining us today, whether it's, you know, morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time of day floats your boat there. I haven't recorded a whole lot this year, so I'm really excited to keep recording some and very excited to have my guest on the show today. So if you would please there, good sir, would you mind introducing yourself?
Perfect. Yeah. My name is Justin Stowe. I am the Outdoor Adventure Coordinator here with the Outdoor Adventure Program at UNK. Mm-hmm. And just kind of going to be talking through kind of how I got to where I am.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. So a little bit about how I know Justin. I think I first met you just at the rock wall at UNK. Yeah, he's always hanging out around there. And so I got to know him a little bit through that. And I'm taking a rock climbing class, and he's my instructor for that. And so I asked him if he wanted to come on and talk about, his life and his interests and stuff like that. So I've been really excited to do this. Justin, before we get into some more of that, you know, what you're actually doing these days, you know, kind of career-wise and stuff. Just tell me more about you, you know, like, who are you? Like, where are you from? What are your hobbies? You got a favorite flavor of ice cream? You know, just whatever you feel like. What's
all the best right there. I know I'm originally from a little town in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
So Rockwell City way back in the day. Then from there ended up moving out and kind of took a tour of all three of the main state schools in Iowa, kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do, which is kind of exciting with all that. And really for hobbies, biggest thing is going to be climbing. So climbing, paddling, and mountain biking are kind of my three top. It's always nice getting out, just being one with nature in a sense, which always the best. But
okay. Gotcha. What were the three you said again?
So climbing, mountain biking, and paddling.
Okay, those are your go-to?
That's my main staples. Okay. Started climbing in college, and mountain biking and paddling, something I've done since I was a wee lad. I think I started when I was 7 or 8 years old.
Okay.
Which was pretty fun on all that.
So when you say paddling, is that like paddleboarding or like canoeing or what? I don't even...
Oh, no, totally cool, cool. So I started paddleboarding way back in the day, then did a lot of canoeing and kayaking. Through my years, I've gotten a little bit more into the whitewater scene, so super nice that we finally got a whitewater park here in Kearney. I've been super antsy to get out and try that out.
Okay.
Just a lot of really being in the outdoors. I kind of grew up in the outdoors doing a lot of fishing and stuff with my dad back in the day. Mm-hmm. And then once we got paddle boards, it was nice to just get out a little bit and just kind of get a little bit more kind of in the specific holes for fishing.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. Did you guys grow up like close to a lake or anything like that? Or do you have like a favorite spot growing up that you'd go to? Or
Twin Lakes when I was growing up was okay. 5 minutes away, which was
really?
Super nice.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Which when I got a little bit older, we could easily just ride our bikes out, which made things pretty fun.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I got you. So you said you did stuff with your dad. Is being outdoors and stuff, is that something that's like really important to your family or?
Very much on that.
Okay.
I think when I was growing up, that was just a way for me and my dad just to get out, just kind of on our own, which mm-hmm. was kind of nice. So love my family. It's always mm-hmm. fun, but specifically just talking with my dad on some of those trips. Mm-hmm. It was okay. just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. 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 I feel like that's kind of that's a really neat opportunity, you know, mm-hmm. you can, whenever you get outside, you're just, I don't know, there's something just kind of, for me anyway, it kind of like makes you a little more relaxed, you know, and you're like.
100% there.
Yeah, we're just like, when you're like caught up in the day-to-day of everything, you're just like, I don't have time for this or like whatever. But when you got out in nature, you know, it's like, yeah, let's just. Sit down and talk and like have a meaningful conversation, you know?
It's always super fun. I know mm-hmm. just ever since I was super young, that was kind of our main place that we would go. So mm-hmm. Just randomly fishing out at Aggie Park, just a little tiny park, like 5 minutes away, like I said.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's super neat. So you grew up with wanting to, you know, just be outside all the time. You
said. Very yeah. much on that. Yeah.
How did that transfer over then into where you got to be today? You said you're the coordinator for the outdoor?
Correct. Outdoor adventure coordinator.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. So then how did you go from that? It's probably that's a little bit long span of time, but from that kid going on adventures with his dad, how'd you get from there to, oh, well, now I'm planning adventures for other people, you know?
Quite okay there. A lot of it actually started with a little summer camp just right outside of Des Moines and Boone in Iowa. Mm. It was pretty cool. I was a summer camp just kid, but always go to summer camp. And then when I turned 16, they had a CIT counselor and training program, which coolest thing ever. Decided to do that. And then ever since then, that was kind of I just fell in love with the outdoors and programming for others.
Mm.
So when I was a camper, that was one thing. Had a blast with it. And then worked through the rungs all the way up through camp counselor and then program coordinator for one of my last years, which during all that time got really involved in the rock wall there. So it was just a 40-foot outdoor rock wall, kind of the old wood structure that you see at a lot of camps.
Yeah.
So much fun. But yeah, that's where I fell in love with it. And then I met a lot of really, really good friends through the time that they all had the same interests between mountain biking, climbing, fishing, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And really just kept on with it. So then when I got into college, I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do. So I started with a little bit of environmental science and GIS. And then all that finally ended up, I fell in love with recreation. So fast forward 7 years, got a master's degree, all that, and then now here I am, just kind of leading the program here at UNK.
Okay.
It's been pretty fun, but definitely a wild ride.
Yeah. So did you go to school in Iowa then, or?
Yep.
Okay.
So I went to actually three different schools in Iowa. I started out at Kirkwood Community College, doing a 2+2 program with Iowa University, which pretty fun overall. I was doing GIS there, and then I transferred to Iowa State University for environmental science, and then transferred to UNI for recreation management, which very, very fun time going through, but a lot of little schooling pieces through the way.
Yeah. So you said you have a master's degree in this. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through, like, what is graduate school for recreation? Because in my mind, like, I think of, like, graduate school for English majors is, like, you write some more papers, you get in publications, and like that's all you do. But how does it transfer to...
To be honest, it's very much the same thing.
Really?
So okay. It's just a lot of writing, and it's a lot of kind of perfecting your craft in a sense. So with recreation, a big thing for all that, I was specifically campus rec administration for my master's program, which was going into depth on the safety and the programming and all of the small, tiny pieces that go into recreation at collegiate rec programs, which super fun on all that. And all of those different pieces, you can kind of tailor them to whatever you want to go into. So the same program that I was doing, there were other people in the same program that were going into campus rec, just as far as pools, kind of the aquatic side, some that were going into intramurals, some that were going into general campus rec. And then I was the only one in that specific class that was going for the outdoor track. From UNI, there's been 35 students over the last like 10 years that have gone into the field, which it's been pretty fun on all that. So when we go to all of our national conferences, we just have this huge group of people from UNI that always meets up, and it's like, oh, long time no see, how's it going? But
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
That is really neat. So then when you're looking for a job, there was just an opening in Nebraska, or do you have some kind of connection then, or?
A little bit of a connection, just because everybody in the campus rec world is kind of connected.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of interesting there.
Yeah.
So actually the GA that was here at UNK at the time actually went to school during the same time I was doing my graduate assistantship over in Iowa.
I see.
So both from UNI, which was pretty cool. His name was Zach, definitely a pretty cool guy.
Okay.
But yeah, so I got a call one day that said that they were looking for an outdoor coordinator. And at that time, I was actually doing a random in-between job. I was a truck driver for about a year, which it was pretty fun, but do what you have to sometimes.
Yeah. No, I actually, so there's a good buddy of mine. He goes to our church, and he's been a truck driver for, I'd have to ask him again. I think it's been probably over 30 years or something.
That's
like
awesome.
That. Yeah, no, that's cool. I'll have to tell him. This is the second truck driver I've had on my podcast before.
It's really fun throughout. So
yeah. I should just change it from an audio stew to Kurt's truck driving extravaganza or something like that.
Perfect right there.
Yeah. That'd be fun. Okay, cool. So you got a job, UNK. How long have you been here now?
So I started in September of 2019. So just a few months before the world shut down with COVID, which kind of crazy on all that. But it's been a really fun ride ever since. So
yeah, that kind of sucks to have your first year just to be like, well, outdoor recreation. I mean... what am I supposed to do? Like, you know, everything's closed. Like,
it definitely posed some challenges, but we got through it, which was pretty fun.
Okay, cool. Well, that's cool. That was actually my freshman year. It was the fall of 2019. So
oh, perfect.
We got here around the same time.
That's perfect.
Didn't even know.
I officially got here September 3rd, so I think you were here a little bit before me.
Okay.
Even, so it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. There. I'll have to show Justin the ropes. I've been around here just a little long.
Oh, perfect right there.
Yeah. Wow. So what is your job like look like now? What all goes into being the coordinator for the outdoor recreation?
Very good question with that. Really, it's just a lot of safety. So a lot of risk management that goes into it, and then everything else kind of stacks on top of that.
Okay.
So my main job with the university is to make sure that the climbing wall and all of the staff are being safe.
Okay.
So kind of the big thing on all that, we've got a 30-foot climbing wall with 7 ropes, two of them auto belay. So with all that, it's just a really big thing in making sure that all of the equipment gets checked and that all of the staff really know how to check all that. So it's pretty cool. In general, a lot of outdoor programs start with the climbing wall as the base and kind of the meat and potatoes of what's going on with the outdoor program, and then all of the sides, in a sense, are all of the extra stuff that I do. So with that, there's a lot of marketing that goes into it. So trying to get people that have never climbed into climbing. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where climbing is a very difficult sport to get into, just because people think that those crazy climbers are climbing these epic heights and doing all this stuff. But it's amazing how easy it really is to get into. But that's one of my big jobs, trying to bridge that gap of people who think that, oh, I'll never climb in a million years, to I love this sport, I want to do this every day.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool there.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of what I've gathered from just being in your class is, you know, it's a level 100, one credit class. Like it's
just, exactly.
It's super like low commitment. Just come in and let me show you like why you should be doing this. And then I don't know, what would you say? I feel like most of the, I don't know if I'd say most, but maybe I would say most of the people in our class are like, they've kind of gotten into it and stuff. And
very much on that. A big thing is it's an easy thing to get into. So I've seen all of the students in my class, you included, just really get into it, which is a really cool thing, kind of seeing from day one of the class.
Yeah.
I know you had climbed a little bit before that even, but it's always fun getting to see just how people progress with it. And this being kind of that level 100 class, great way to go ahead and get into it. But the thing is, from this kind of the beginning intro to climbing, there can be so much to be had with the entire thing. I know a lot of times when I'm out just climbing in general, I'm usually the one that people ask about some of the safety stuff and all that. A big thing is kind of the outdoor side of things. So yes, we've got the indoor climbing wall, but the end goal after everything is to really get into outdoor climbing. And that's how I feel a lot of people kind of look at indoor climbing, which honestly, indoor climbing is a blast. I would love to do this just all the time. But there's always a little bit more going forward into it, just with some of the outdoor side of things. I know like the shelf trip that we just did, that's always a super fun time, just because Shelf Road, Colorado, 7.5 hours away, just getting out on real rock is such an interesting kind of comparison.
It's definitely I know a lot of people went on the trip, and they just really loved it. There's something about, like you said, just even earlier, just being outside, that like really, I don't know, just feels different, you know, like
it's a really good refresher for sure.
What about, so you said your main role is to maintain safety and equipment and everything at the rock wall and make sure like that's all going smoothly, but then what about the other side? You said you've got, you did a trip to Shelf Road, called
Shelf Road, Colorado. Shelf Road.
Okay, and then I think I've seen you have flyers for just like some canoeing trips and stuff like that, or
exactly right there. So my job's officially broken into three categories, climbing wall being kind of the main, and then the other two are going to be trips and clinics.
Okay.
Which the trip side of things is super fun. It's just a matter of, we're a travel program, so we go everywhere throughout the country, which is kind of nice. Earlier this year here, we actually went up and did a little bit of ice climbing up in Minnesota. That was a blast. But
you have to use like the picks and stuff, right?
Ice axes and crampons, basically little knives in your hands and on your feet. So a little bit terrifying on that side of things. But honestly, it's such a fun time just getting up on ice. Yes, it's a bit cold, but it's one of those things that if somebody's never done it, that's one of the coolest things ever, just to get out and try. So definitely worth.
Okay. What about the other trips? You said Shelf Road and canoeing and anything else that you guys...
For the trip-specific side of things, we've got climbing as kind of one of the big, so ice climbing and regular climbing. Yeah. And then we also do quite a bit with paddling. So a trip that I always try and get to run here in Nebraska, we've got this beautiful river up north of this, or up in the northern section of the state, called the Niobrara. Absolutely beautiful throughout. It's the only place in Nebraska that officially has real whitewater, or natural whitewater more so. Up until very recently, we actually just got a whitewater park here put in town. Which that was one of the big reasons for me wanting this job way back in the day when I first applied. Just because that was just kind of on the horizons for getting it in. So with that, on the trip side of things, I do a lot of canoeing, climbing. I know backpacking is going to be a really big thing kind of coming up here. Mm-hmm. Once we actually have a full spring break again, so looking like that's going to be next year, really looking to do a trip down to Cumberland Island, just right off the coast of Georgia. It's backpacking right on the beach with wild horses and sea turtles. Super fun, random trip.
I got to sign up.
Oh, exactly.
That sounds great. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Wow.
But no, with that one, I'd be doing that and then also a little bit of canoeing, which fun throughout. Canoeing with manatees for all that. So kind of the sea cows out there. It was pretty fun. But no, this job definitely brings you a lot of really cool places.
Yeah.
And it's cool what we can do for students just to get them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then on the clinics side of things, especially now that the Whitewater Park's getting up, one of the big clinics that I'm hoping to offer here in the fall is going to be stand-up paddleboarding, specifically on kind of river waves. So I know a year ago here, it was kind of a little bit of a joke that we've got a surf team here on campus just for doing paddleboarding just on Yanny Park.
Yeah.
But now we've actually got a surf wave in our little Kearney Canal here that we can teach people, like, actual like, it's called river surfing. So basically getting on a paddleboard and then the recirculation of the park that was just put in, you've got this nice glassy wave that you can surf on.
And just
so much fun throughout.
Where so I had heard about this from just from you guys, but where is the park at right now?
So
being built.
So it's officially built. It's officially running and all that right now. It's just kind of cold to get out on the water right now.
Okay.
But it's right before and after Second Avenue. So if anybody's familiar with Kearney, Second Avenue, where the it's the Kearney Canal, where that runs right under Second Ave, right beside the movie theater. There's the First Element, then at the car dealership. Midway, it's the second one. It makes things pretty fun.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So there's enough water running through that where you can get that all up and running and stuff?
Exactly. There's enough water running through it, and more so all the construction that they just did to kind of adjust some of the stuff down there narrowed up the river. So where all that got narrowed, that's where kind of that play wave is.
Okay.
So it was man-made, but super fun as far as all that goes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Check it out.
There's like that bridge that goes.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I've been under that bridge just like on a bike ride or something. But wow, that's neat. That's cool. I'll have to check that out.
The fun random stuff that comes in. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your go-to trip? What's been your favorite place you've been to?
Favorite place. That's a difficult one because I've been to so many different places.
Yeah.
honestly, I think Cumberland Island, Georgia, one of my favorite throughout.
Okay.
But that being said, that's a little bit farther out. As far as a little bit more local, I absolutely love the Niobrara. It definitely challenges you on all of your paddling. And it's just something so close, and you can really be proud that that's just in our home state right here.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool.
Yeah. Did you do much traveling before you got the position? Like, did you go around and do stuff, or is this position kind of enabled you to do a lot more of that?
So this position, and then also my time through my undergrad and grad school, I did, it was 98 trips between my undergrad and grad school. So it was super fun on all that. So that's where a bulk of my experiences come from. But then when I got this position, especially after COVID happened, we couldn't really run trips for a while.
Yeah.
So as of this last year, we finally got the trips program up and running. And had 3 successful trips go, which that's just the start. We're definitely going to have a lot more coming up here just going forward.
That'd be so cool. So is that Cumberland you said, was that a place that you went to in your undergrad too?
It was.
Okay.
I actually went on that trip as a participant once, and then I led that trip 2 years later.
Gotcha.
Which is super fun, just getting off the coast of Georgia right there on the ferry. And then going to kind of the unknown island, it was one of the coolest thoughts and feelings that I think I've ever had. just because you're going out, and then when you get out there, you're backpacking. So it'd be 7 to 8 mile little tiny backpack treks.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you got out into your campsite, you were just completely disconnected from everything. No electricity on the island, all that. So mm-hmm. you're just out there and kind of looking up. There's Spanish moss and the trees and crystal clear skies. It's nothing better.
Yeah, last summer I went on a little weekend trip with John Dockweiler and another buddy of ours, and we went to the Badlands, and
super fun.
It's crazy. Like, I, you know, we live in, you know, small town Nebraska.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The stars, you're like, oh, we can see the stars pretty well. And then you go to, like, you know, like a smaller town. Like, my hometown is like 3,000 people or something versus Kearney's, you know, a lot more. And in Central City, it's like, whoa, there's so many stars. And then you go to the Badlands, it's like,
no lights. It's great.
The whole sky is just stars upon stars. And it makes you feel like, I don't know, so tiny, but like, I don't know, so tiny, but like so cared for too. Like, you know, like,
it's very much,
yeah,
on that.
Yeah. It's just such a cool thing. What about for somebody who, like you said earlier, you try to exist as kind of like a bridge for people who haven't really, like, they've never really tried things or much at all, and they want to, you know, how do you get them into things? What, for someone who hasn't done any of this, like, where should I start? Like, should I just find something and do it, or like?
Honestly, that's a really, really good question. A lot of times what people do, they just kind of stumble on it. One of the easiest ways is to just go on a trip with UNK Outdoor Adventures.
Mm.
But that being said, not everybody wants to go through and have their first outdoor experience like this on a trip with a whole bunch of complete strangers.
Yeah.
So really, that's a big thing. Me kind of being that bridge to people getting outdoors. Really, it's just a matter of emailing or calling or even stopping through the office, kind of have that open door policy, and then just ask the questions. And if you don't know what questions to ask, actually, the UNK Outdoor Adventures website, I've got a lot of specific resources on just how to plan a trip for the first time that goes into the travel side of things. It's got a cookbook for the food and has all of the small details, so that's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A cookbook, you say?
Outdoor cooking, always amazing.
Okay. That's what John told me the other day, use applesauce instead of eggs or something.
Oh, exactly. We talked about that on the last trip, so that's perfect.
Yeah, I think that's what, yeah, I was like, what? I don't know about that, but I guess, you know.
It's pretty cool. You can do nearly anything that you can do indoors, outdoors, especially if you're car camping fairly close to the car.
Yeah.
If you've got cooler and all that, it's super easy. And even when you're doing stuff a little bit farther out that you're not necessarily having refrigeration or a reliable cooler source, really, really decent to kind of adjust, similar to just applesauce instead of eggs.
Yeah.
It makes things really easy for different random cakes and stuff like that.
Huh.
And there's a lot of prepackaged food out there, so like canned chicken is a great way to grab a protein.
Yeah.
Tofu, great way to grab a protein that's not near as perishable as, say, chicken or beef. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is neat. I feel like we've kind of already answered this question, maybe, but like, you, it's very obvious to tell that this is all stuff that, like, you care about, and like it means
very much
something
on that
to you. Yeah. Why, like, just in the, like, big picture, you know, like, why does experiencing nature in that kind of through these various trips, through climbing, through paddling, through whatever, why does that matter to you?
For me, a big thing, and for a lot of people, or I hope for a lot of people, every time you go into the outdoors, it's something you gain a little bit more of an appreciation for it, and you gain a little bit more of a love for the outdoors. And it's one of those things, if you love something, you'll protect it. So for me, one of the big things is being able to show this to as many people, or show the outdoors to as many people as possible, just so there is a large group of people that 100% just always down to get out there, mm-hmm. go ahead and just recreate in the outdoors, and then eventually just protect it. I know a lot of the legislation and stuff like that around like the national park system and all that, even through way back in the day history, like John Mather and all those guys, super fun. Just a lot of the guys that were just wanting to protect a lot of the natural areas. Just kind of that's the general baseline. And then apart from that, it's just a really cool thing seeing somebody's eyes open up the first time they see the stars with no just kind of artificial light right around. Amazing, kind of that eye-opening experience of, wow, this is real and I'm so small right now.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think you know, yeah, I love that. That's a great answer. Just what you said about just seeing people's eyes open up a little bit. And for me, I mean, that's part of the reason why I do this show even, is just I'm just a dude with a microphone, you know? Like, but what I want to do with my life is I want to grow. I want to learn. I want to have a better perspective on life from, and the best way that I found to do that is just to talk to other people. And so, you know, I have my own set of like values and beliefs and all these things, mm-hmm. but one of the best ways that you can like get to know someone and understand like their beliefs or what their values are and things is just to talk and have like a good, just to understand where they're coming from, you know?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
I think it's just, it's a neat thing. And what you said about seeing someone's eyes open up with this perspective of like, wow, I'm so small. Like, you know, like, that's so true. You are, like, we all are so small, but it's, I don't know.
It's definitely exciting. It's
just, yeah.
Different way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a real neat thing. I had another thought, and this is the part of the show where Kurt loses his train of thought. Usually happens about once an episode where I'm like, I had something, I don't know where it went.
It is all good on that.
Yeah. If you, this was not my original thought, but I remember I had a different question earlier, so maybe I'll think of what I forgot. My sentences are getting all twisted around.
Quite okay.
If you could expand the outdoor recreation program in any way, like you want to do, I don't know, you want to add rollerblading or something, you know, like what would you do? Have you ever thought about this before? Like, what's something fun that you'd be like, ah, oh, we should really do this, you know?
This is one of those daily things. So okay. It's like all of the different ways you can expand and get into different. So I think one of the biggest things as far as just expanding the outdoor rec program, one of the first ones is just getting a number of kayaks. So being able to offer a little bit more paddling programming, I think, would be great, especially because we've got the Kearney Canal right here. And really getting people involved in kayak surfing and stuff like that. It's just such a cool thing that you can get out and do. Between that and paddle boards, it'd be amazing. And overall, for the climbing wall specific that I really, really want to get going, is first just expand the climbing wall, make it a little bit bigger. So I know everybody always wants the wall just a little bit bigger, but there's some beautiful real estate that we could easily kind of expand into.
Right.
And then apart from that, also getting a little boulder cave. So I know bouldering's a huge thing that everybody really likes doing. It'd just be really nice to have a dedicated area for it.
Huh.
So there's a couple different ways. We could either have just a whole new little boulder cave built.
Yeah.
Or there's these things called moon boards, which is basically a consistent climbing wall that's all over the country. And they're all the same holds, and then they've got lights right underneath them. So it connects right with an app, and then you can look at the app, decide what grade you want to climb or mm-hmm. how difficult you want to climb. Click it in, and the lights show up, and then you just climb it. Really, really cool thing, and it just extreme amounts of different stuff that you can climb on it. It makes things pretty interesting.
Wow. Yeah, I had no idea about any of that. Some cool technology. I need to talk to you more often. You know all sorts of cool things. I'm just like, what's that? That sounds neat.
All yeah. the blast, yeah.
Well, excuse me. Anything else you want to talk about? It just, I mean, game for literally whatever. But
as an overall, just love the outdoor program and really hope to get a lot more people into the outdoors. Mm-hmm. I know right here on campus, we've also got our campus recreation. It's more so recreation management degree. Mm-hmm. Always something I really like to encourage people to explore that as an option for going forward into their careers. It's one of those things. Not a lot of people know or think that recreation can really be a career, but it's such a fun thing. Yes, I do a lot of administrative work and I do a lot of kind of the behind the scenes stuff. But at the end of the day, I run a climbing wall and I play every day, which yeah. it's super fun throughout. Don't want to kind of say that my position isn't something that's difficult at all. Anything. Yeah. There's always going to be those difficulties. But like I said, at the end of the day, if you want to play at the end of the day, get into recreation. It's something really cool. There's a lot of college students that you get to just kind of mingle with, just talk with everybody. And really just meeting so many new people just really broadens that horizon, which
yeah,
definitely cool how it works.
Yeah, oh, for sure with community. It's just it's such an undervalued thing that, like, I don't know, there's just something about the, in general, what, at least my experience here with the recreation community here at UNK is just like everyone just loves to be outside and to, you know, share it with other people. It's really something else. Yeah. And even just, I think this was my thought earlier, and I think recreation probably is just a really underrated degree in a lot of ways, simply because, you know, there's so many college students that, you know, are just maybe they're having a rough time in school, or maybe they're addicted to their phones, they can't get off, they just want to play games all day, play video games all day. And, you know, not saying go, you know, chuck your Xbox out the window, but, like, you know, like, maybe just go outside and experience something new and do it with some cool people, you know? Like,
that's always fun, especially. I've met so many people through the program. I know John Dockweiler is one of them. Mm-hmm. I would have never met him without the outdoor program. And,
yeah.
Now I can call him a really good friend.
Yeah. Just
cool how all that works out, and then all the connections that you can make through different people.
Yeah, for sure. Justin, thank you so much for coming on. This is really fun. I never know how long these things are gonna go. I've had conversations that were, this is probably on the shorter end, I would say, honestly.
But oh, gotcha.
I've had conversations that are like 35 minutes or something, and then don't ever listen to this, but the very first episode I ever recorded the show was, I talked with my sister Christina. I talked with her for literally 4 hours about the Star Wars movies. We went through them all, and
that's awesome.
That was just a nightmare. I was just like, why did I do that? So anyway, but that's all right. We'll wrap things up. Thank you so much for coming on. For the person who has heard this and they're like, you know what, I really have been inside too much. You know what? Do you have any, you have upcoming stuff? I think I saw the canoe trip, or is there any other upcoming events that they can maybe get involved with?
So a couple upcoming events we've got are going to be just the Kearney Canal paddles. So with that, it's just going to be canoeing down the Kearney Canal. We do those every Wednesday until kind of the end of Dead Week.
Mm-hmm.
And then apart from that, the only other programming that we've got going towards the end of the semester here is just belay clinics.
Okay.
So if people want to learn how a little bit more of the background side of climbing works, mm-hmm. especially just taking the rope for people climbing, that's one other way that you can come out and get involved kind of toward the end of the semester here.
Gotcha. Is there anything at all during the summer, or is that kind of just a dead zone?
it's kind of a lull during the summer just because there's not many students around. Yeah. I know I will be doing quite a few floats just right down the Kearney Canal. With that, it's just something. We've got a rental program that goes through the summer as well.
Okay.
And people, if anybody has any questions on what to do or how to get out, we've got pretty much everything to outfit them. So all they have to do is come through, just talk to me, and then have that conversation on kind of what you want to do. And
yeah,
can definitely get you the gear to do it.
For someone who's not a student here at UNK, is there ways that they can get involved too at all, or...?
So with that, we've got the community climbing hours. That's kind of the main way the community members can come through. So that'll be pretty much any time we're actually open. Community members just pay a small fee, and they're able to climb. With a lot of the other stuff, it's a little bit more student-specific, but we can always kind of adjust and go through some of that too.
Gotcha. Yeah, so basically what sounds like is... The most direct answer would be just come climb at the wall. That's the easy thing.
Exactly, exactly.
Maybe there's, you know, you can talk things through with Justin and he might be able to sort something out for you, but yeah.
That's perfect.
Okay, gotcha. Well, actually, I don't know for sure when this is being released. So there is a chance that those canal trips and stuff might have already passed by the time this is actually out. But hopefully this is still out where if you got time during dead week or whatever, you're really stressed out during finals, just come climb for half an hour. It'll change your life. It'll be great.
It's perfect. It's perfect. I love your style.
Yeah. All right, Justin. Oh, wait for it. There it is. 40 minutes. We made it 40 minutes.
Not bad.
Okay. All right. Have a good one. I guess, I'll see you tomorrow in
easy
class.
Enough.
Well, I mean, I'm going to see you in the next. It's not like you're disappearing. You're right in the room with me. But anyway, thanks everyone for listening. We'll catch you next time. There you are, guys. That's another episode in the books for you. I really hope you enjoyed it. I really don't even know what to say. The last time I released an episode was in April. And the last time I recorded was in May, actually. If you couldn't tell, this episode is a little coming out a little bit later than the original recording day. So sorry about that if you were really looking forward to some of those things going on in April or near the end of the spring semester that Justin talked about. On the bright side, it is also almost the start of the fall semester, so all those adventures are probably all starting back up again, and I would really recommend taking a class with Justin. He's a great guy, or even just checking out some of the outdoor recreation stuff that he heads up. That's all really cool. I forgot to turn off the AC again before I started recording, so there might be a slight hum now. Oh, and now you can hear the fridge. Anyway, so mini life update. This summer was crazy. All good crazy, you know, but just tiring crazy and not a lot of time to do other things like work on the show, unfortunately. I got married and went to camp, went to church conference, went to another friend's wedding. Anyway, so that's kind of why I haven't put anything out in a while. I've just been busy. But I do intend to continue recording episodes. I have one other episode that is recorded and should be ready to go here at some point. I'm about to start my senior year of college, and so I have a little bit of time kind of in between all those weird class schedules set aside to actually work on stuff. So it's not just I would like to do this thing, it's I have time set aside to do it too. And so I'm really hoping to keep going and keep recording. I love this show, and I'm sorry for everyone who's been waiting, but plan on more to come. And I guess we'll kind of see where things go from there. I would love to at one point, well, I guess it'll be the goal for next season. I was really hoping this one and just got crazy. But I would love to release, what is it? There's what, 52 weeks in a year, right? So if I did a show every other week, that would be a total of 26 episodes. And that sounds pretty awesome to me. I would love to at some point have a full season of maybe like 24 episodes and then like a couple bonus episodes. That would be so cool. I guess we'll make that the goal for next year. But we're going to take it one day at a time. Thank you guys for listening. I'm going to sign off here because I'm just kind of rambling, you know. Quit talking. Get ready, you know. Get going on recording the next episode. So I guess that's what I'll do. Have a good one. See ya. Next time on Audio Stew.
That's where I was wanting to start. You know, go to UNK, political science, get a law degree.
Mm-hmm.
If not, start a law firm, then go into electoral politics, go to Washington, and then change America from the government.
Wow.
Well, see,
what?
That was my original thought, shoot for the moon.
Yeah. How high did you want to shoot? Did you want to be a congressman, or what were you wanting to do?
See, that was an idea.